The processional hymn 199. The people that in darkness walked, a glorious light have seen. Welcome, everyone, to our service on this fourth Sunday of Epiphany. Being the last Sunday in January, we also, by tradition, observe it as World Leprosy Day. So we will be keeping in mind all those who suffer from leprosy, all who seek to alleviate the symptoms of that disease, and we will be remembering in particular the work of the Leprosy Mission here in Northern Ireland. The service is the order of morning prayer, beginning with the opening greeting on page 101. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, my name is great among the nations, and in every place incense is offered to my name, and a pure offering, for my name is great among the nations, says the Lord. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit, we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, in what we have done, and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Lord, open our lips. O God, make speed to save us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. On page 118, the traditional form of the canticle Venite, verses 1 to 7. Page 611. The psalm appointed for this morning is number 19, which we shall say by alternate division of verses. On page 611, Psalm 19. The heavens are telling the glory of God. One day pours out its song to another. They have neither speech nor language,
and their voices are not heard.
Yet their sound has gone out into all lands,
and their words to the ends of the world.
In them has he set a tabernacle for the sun,
that comes forth as a bridegroom out of his chamber, and rejoices as a champion to run his course.
He goes forth from the end of the heavens and runs to the very end again. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul.
The testimony of the Lord is sure, and gives wisdom to the simple.
The statutes of the Lord are right, and rejoice the heart.
The commandments of the Lord are pure, and gives light to the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean and endures forever. More to be desired are they than gold, more than much fine gold.
Sweeter also than honey dripping from honeycomb.
By them also is your servant taught.
And in keeping them there is great reward.
Who can tell how often they offend?
Who cleanses me from my secret faults?
Keep your servant also from presumptuous sins, lest they get dominion over me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight.
Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Kings, the second book of Kings, chapter 5. Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man and in high favor with his master, because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man, though a mighty warrior, suffered from leprosy. Now the Arameans, on one of their raids, had taken a young girl captive from the land of Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, "If only my lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure man of his leprosy." So Naaman went in and told his lord just what the girl from the land of Israel had said. And the king of Aram said, "Go then, and I will send along a letter to the king of Israel." He went, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of garments. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, which read, "When this letter reaches you, know that I have sent to you my servant Naaman, that you may cure him of his leprosy." When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, "Am I God to give death or life, that this man sends word to me to cure a man of his leprosy? Just look and see now, he is trying to pick a quarrel with me." But when Elisha, the man of God, heard that the king of Israel had torn his clothes, he sent a message to the king, "Why have you torn your clothes? Let him come to me, that he may learn that there is a prophet in Israel." So Naaman came with his horses and chariots and halted at the entrance of Elisha's house. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, "Go, wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall be restored, and you shall be clean." But Naaman became angry and went away, saying, "I thought that for me he would surely come out and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God, and would wave his hand over the spot and cure the leprosy. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean?" He turned and went away in a rage. But his servants approached and said to him, "Father, if the prophet had commanded you to do something difficult, would you not have done it? How much more, when all he said to you was, 'Wash and be clean'?" So he went down and immersed himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God. His flesh was restored, like the flesh of a young boy, and he was clean. On page 126, the canticle Te Deum, part 1.
Thank you. The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 17, beginning at verse 11. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they?" Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." On page 122, the traditional form of the canticle, Benedictus. Page 112, we affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God.
I believe in God.
the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord. O Lord, save the King. Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us. Creator God, who in the beginning commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we pray that the light of the glorious gospel of Christ may dispel the darkness of ignorance and unbelief. Shine into the hearts of all your people and reveal the knowledge of your glory in the face of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we join in the first and second collects at morning prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We pray for ministry in this diocese, in particular, the episcopal ministry of David, our bishop. The fourth anniversary of whose consecration takes place at this time. Almighty Father, lover of humankind and giver of all that is good, hear our prayers for your servant David, whom you have called as bishop of this diocese. Strengthen him by your Holy Spirit and fill him with your love for people, that as a faithful bishop and true servant of your Son, he may preach your word, minister your sacraments, and shepherd your flock to the glory of your holy name.
Amen.
Amen. And at this crucial and significant point in the affairs of our nation and province, we pray for all who are engaged in political dialogue at this time, and especially those whose decisions over coming days will be critical and of enormous significance. God of hope, in these times of decision and possible change, unite our nation and province and guide our representatives with your wisdom. Give them and each one of us courage to overcome our fears, and help us to build a future in which all may prosper and share through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And a prayer at this time of commemoration of the Holocaust. Loving God, we come to you with heavy hearts, remembering the 6 million Jewish souls murdered during the Holocaust. In the horrors of that history, when so many groups were targeted because of their identity, and in genocides which followed, we recognize destructive prejudices that drive people apart. Forgive us when we give space to fear, negativity, and hatred of others simply because they are different from us. In the light of God, we see everyone as equally precious manifestations of the divine and can know the courage to face the darkness. Through our prayers and actions, help us to stand together with those who are suffering, so that light may banish all darkness, love will prevail over hate, and good will triumph over evil. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray for those known to us who are in need. Remember in particular those who are sick or are recovering from sickness. Those in hospital. As we particularly remember today, Martin Crawford. And we also pray for Martin and the family circle in their bereavement following the death of his brother Gerald. Lord, in your mercy. And we pray for all those who suffer from leprosy, and those for whom this disease brings isolation and loneliness. We pray too for all those who are seeking to alleviate their sufferings . And we remember in particular the work of the leprosy mission. Especially all that it is doing, not only to alleviate the sufferings of individual people, but are also working to develop and upgrade the medical facilities required, especially in India. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and in our blindness we cannot ask, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
We join in the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Hymn 512, From You All Skill and Science Flow. Grant, O God, that through the written word and through the spoken word, we may behold the living word, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When one Wellesley Bailey first saw the conditions leprosy sufferers in India were living in during the late 1860s, and that's not yesterday, he knew that if there was ever a Christ-like work in the world, it was to go among these poor sufferers and bring them the consolation of the gospel. So with him began the great work of what would become the leprosy mission. For 150 years, the leprosy mission has been helping people affected by this disease to meet their physical, inner well-being, educational, and vocational needs. And through all that time, people like you and me have been bringing these needs before God. God has answered in powerful ways, using willing people to bring breakthroughs in medication, wound treatment, self-care, discrimination, surgical advances, and so much more. And in 1954, the last Sunday in January was established as World Leprosy Day by the French philanthropist Raoul Falero, who wanted to raise awareness of the disease and its consequences. Many people, then and now, are shocked to learn that leprosy still exists, mistakenly believing that it has been eradicated. In the 1980s, the discovery of multi-drug therapy meant that no one should have to suffer the consequences of untreated leprosy. This cure was a turning point, breaking transmission of the bacteria and bringing hope to millions of people. Back then, more than 5 million people were diagnosed with leprosy each year, compared to around 200,000 today. While this is, of course, good news, there is still so much more to do. People still fear discrimination from their communities and even their families. People still suffer horrific wounds and lifelong disabilities, including amputations because of delayed diagnosis due to fear or lack of understanding about the disease. People still believe that leprosy is a thing of the past. But you and I can help change all of this. By observing World Leprosy Day in church, as we are doing, we can make a significant contribution to breaking transmission, reducing disabilities, and ensuring people with leprosy can live with dignity and respect. In our small but significant way, we and our parish join the community in this 150th year of the leprosy mission and truly seek to help make leprosy something of the past. It's time for all people affected by leprosy to be seen, to be known, and to be accepted. If asked to name somewhere in India, you probably wouldn't say Bihar. Set in the northeast of India, it's a vast rural state. It's also a forgotten place. Many families live in extreme poverty with little access to health care. Leprosy is spreading, and more people than ever need the cure. Yet throughout Bihar, the people that Jesus loved and healed in his earthly life are treated as the least and the last. The impacts are devastating. People affected by leprosy are excluded and forgotten, cast out of their homes after being diagnosed. Many develop permanent disabilities because they couldn't get the cure in time. From a hospital in Muzaffarpur, a team works tirelessly to give people affected by leprosy the best possible care. It's the only specialist leprosy hospital in the state. People travel for miles to get the treatment they need here. The doctors never turn anyone away, no matter how late they have to work. But the hospital is old and dilapidated. The outpatient department needs urgent repairs. Can you just picture the scene? The waiting room is always full, and patients queue outside for hours in the intense heat and monsoon rains. Many are elderly with painful ulcers. This isn't God's plan for these people. And while we have our own legitimate concerns about our National Health Service in the present day. Nonetheless, the situation in this state in India puts all these somewhat in perspective. Because in addition, the walls are crumbling and there are holes in the roof. Doctors see patients in cramped consultation rooms. The hospital regularly floods too. It's clear that Muzaffarpur Hospital just is not fit for purpose. Without this incredible place, people affected by leprosy would have nowhere else to go to get the care they need. Together, we must take action. The hospital at Muzaffarpur must be equipped to serve now and for the future. Will you help rebuild this hospital so the team can continue giving care and comfort to every person that comes through its doors? There are many ways we can make a difference. By joining with our parish and wider church to make a difference, to inspiring young people to get involved. And your support isn't just about building materials. It's about rebuilding lives also. You will be giving people a chance to live without fear, stigma, or pain. Together, you and I can create a world where no one has to suffer in silence or isolation because of leprosy. And now to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, we ascribe as is most justly due all might, majesty, praise, glory, and dominion from this time forward and forevermore. Amen. The loose collection at today's service will be in favour of the leprosy mission. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection hymn, number 514, "We cannot measure how you heal or answer every sufferer's prayer."
Thank you.
Christ the Son be manifest to you, that your lives may be a light to the world. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be a short meeting of those members of the building committee who are in church this morning. On Wednesday and Saturday evenings, the bowling club meets in the hall at 8 o'clock. Sunday next is the Feast of the Presentation of Christ in the temple, parish communion at 10 o'clock, and there will be another opportunity to contribute to the work of the leprosy mission. Looking a little bit further ahead, on Sunday fortnight, that's the second Sunday in February, the 11th, that's the Sunday before Lent, and we will this year observe it as Church Mission Society Sunday. There will be a family service at 10 o'clock, followed by light refreshments in the hall. And the penitential season of Lent officially begins on Ash Wednesday, which this year falls on Wednesday, the 14th of February, with the penitential service at 7:30 here in church. Throughout next month, the register of vestry persons, that is the register of those eligible to vote and or stand for office at the annual Easter General Vestry meeting, will be open for revision. Anyone who is aged 18 years and over and subscribes to church funds may, and has not previously registered, may do so by signing the appropriate form, which throughout February will be available here in church. The recessional hymn from Thanks and Praise, number 158, We Shall Go Out with Hope of Resurrection.
Shall go out with
hope.
be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thank you.